Hello, everyone. This is Coconut English. Welcome to Julia's Morning English Class. A saying goes, an hour in the morning is worth 2 hours in the evening, so I hope we can spend a wonderful and meaningful time here. We have a way of expressing a speaker asks a person to clearly express something he's speaking about. Guess what it is? Let's listen to the following meaning situation dialogue to get the answer.It happens between a brother and his sister.
We need to be careful about making noise tonight.
What are you getting at? Do you think I'm too noisy?
Well, have you got the answer? It is.
What are you getting at?
It's kind of like saying, tell me directly instead of beating around the bush. It's similar to saying Chinese, 你要说什么? Here is the phrase, get at. It means to come to somebody's attention. For example, the rumors eventually reached her mother. Besides, the following two phrases should be built in your mind. Be careful about something.Make noise. Let's see two more examples. What on earth is this? What are you getting at? What on earth is this? What are you getting at? I see you are getting at. You want to keep me away from her. I see what you are getting at. You want to keep me away from her.In addition, to get at is a very useful phrase. First, it means to keep criticizing somebody. It's usually used in the progressive tense. For example, he's always getting at me. She felt she's being got at. Secondly,to get at somebody or something means to reach somebody or something, or to gain access to somebody or something. For example, the files was locked up and I can't get at them. Paul always wanted to get at him and be friends with him. I tried to pick the apple, but I couldn't get at it. Thirdly,To get at something means to learn or find out something. For example, the truth is sometimes difficult to get at. I can't get at the meaning of this sentence. That thing I want to get at. Now, what do you reckon it is? So, if a person asks you what you are getting at, you can say in this way, try to reckon itAnd get at it. Please be active and answer my questions. Finishing listening to the dialogue again. For sure, I'm about to tell you my questions. My questions are as follows. Number one, what does A ask B to do?What does A ask B to do? Number two, what does B react? What does B react? Listen to the dialogue carefully. Are you ready? Here we go.
We need to be careful about making noise tonight.
What are you getting at? Do you think I'm too noisy?
All right. Have you written down your answers?The answers are as follows. Number one, A asks B to be more careful about making noise tonight. Number two, B gets a little bit mad and says if A thinks it's too noisy. We've learned a short sentence used in spoken English. It is, what are you getting at? What are you getting at?By the way, we've learned the phrase to get at somebody or something in detail. It's time to say goodbye to you. Let's call it a day. Thank you for your participation in today's study activity. See you next time. I think this not your face, it's a dream.